So good afternoon. After several hours now of exploring generosity as a support for your practice, a support for easing into this retreat, I'd like to start with just a quick snapshot to get a sense of what you all did in terms of different practice options. So just a show of hands, how many of you did extra sleeping or resting? That's pretty much universal, almost. How many of you went for a walk in the bush by yourself? Great. Anyone go for a walk with someone else? Great. How many of you used your mobile phones in some way? Remember, no shame, no judgment. Yes, very good. How many of you did some kind of writing or journaling? Yeah, a few. And how many of you followed the schedule of sitting and walking exactly? Great. So a range of different practices, different approaches, which is great. That's what I wanted to make space for so that you could explore for yourself. And I'd like to take some time now just to go a little bit deeper with what you learned. And we'll be doing this in small groups again. It will be optional, but first I'll give you the overview so you can decide. So we'll be continuing to strengthen this practice of mindful speaking, mindful listening. This time we'll be working in groups of three. And each person will have about 4 minutes just to reflect on their experience. And then this time, when each of you have had a turn to speak and be listened to, we'll take some time in what's known as free flow dialogue. And this free flow dialogue means releasing the form of separate speaker and listener and just allowing a more natural flow of interaction between the three of you. And at this point, in the excitement and the anxiety about engaging with others, it's very easy to lose mindfulness. Speaking from my own experience, of course, to find ourselves just babbling endlessly or shutting down or just reverting to old default patterns of various kinds. So as a support for trying to reduce that tendency and as a support, staying grounded in the body as much as you can as you speak and as you listen. And in support of that, when we're in the free flow dialogue, from time to time, I might ring the bell just once as an invitation to pause, to stop for a moment, and to reconnect with that mindfulness of the body. And in that momentary pause, to notice what is happening in the body, what sensations in the body might be predominant. So we can just give that a try right now when I ring the bell. Just momentarily touch into your body. Notice what's calling your attention. Anybody like to say with just one word?
Holding.
Holding. Thank you. Holding.
Tingling.
Tingling.
Pain. Tension.
Tension. Pain. Yeah. Someone else in there?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. Fuzziness in the body. Was it more in the mind?
It's kind of
a... Yeah. Dullness, fogginess. Yeah. Mm. Great. Any others?
Awareness.
Awareness in the body?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In being here.
Yeah. So is that like feeling the body's connection with the cushion or...
Just connected.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just curious because sometimes awareness is more of a mental quality, but for you it might be showing up as a bodily feeling. Yeah, okay, great. Any others?
Exhaustion,
yes, yeah. Unfortunately, often a reality on retreat. For some of those, maybe from underlying conditions, but often exacerbated by the first few days of just stopping. So there's a lot we can be aware of in that momentary pause. And in that pause, whatever we meet, the invitation is to relax with it. So whether it's holding or exhaustion or dullness, fogginess, fuzziness, just to notice, okay, not struggling with it. Can I just soften, soothe a little, like we were doing in the guided meditation this morning? So when the bell rings, you have that invitation to take a moment to pause, to relax, and that can help us to speak and listen from a deeper and a more embodied place. And that in turn helps our exploration to be more contemplative rather than just an ordinary, more conventional kind of conversation. So as I mentioned, this practice is optional, and if you feel like it's not for you at this moment, then shortly we're going to be standing and walking a little. And if you prefer not to do it, then you can simply slip out. If you choose not to do it and you would like to come back at the end, we're going to have a brief group check-in, and that will also be an opportunity for Q&A or Q&R, questions and reflections. So if you'd like to slip out, you might consider practicing in that room there, and then when we come back to the group, you can rejoin us. Okay, so let's take a moment, very slowly and mindfully, just to come to standing. So we're beginning this embodied practice now. Notice, how do you get from sitting to standing?